Hello everyone, and welcome to our Employment Law Evening Review Regional Roundtable Series, brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm your host, Nuno Gouveia, partner at Miranda e Associates. Each year, we kick off our program with a special series of evening review programs broken down by region and focusing on the most impactful regulations of the past year, as well as forecasting on important topics that will impact employers in the coming year. Today, joining us, we have an ELA member representing Kenya. Joining us on the program is Sonal Teshpar, partner at ELA ALN Kenya and Joal and Ghana. Hi Sonal, how are you?
Very well, Nuno. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm very excited for today's session. I know that Kenya is a very big and relevant country. So for our first question of our hearing review series, well, could you tell us what were the most significant legal changes in 2023 that impacted employers? Feel free to cover the most impactful changes in the law for employers last year that are still impacting employers now. So what you can tell us about this?
Sure. I think really the biggest changes that we've seen in the employment sphere in the last 12 months has been in the area of tax. I know this is an employment law podcast, but taxes really have played a massive part in things that have changed. So, for example, we've had new rates of tax on employment income. So employment income tax rates have changed for the very first time in my memory. And I've been in Kenya since 1996, and I've never seen the rates change. They were previously 30%, and now they have increased with two new bands. So for people earning above 500,000, the rate has changed to 32.5% from 30%. And for high earners over 800,000 shillings a month, it's gone up to 35%. So that really is quite high for Kenya, and it's also relatively high for the region as well.
Well, Son, this has been very relevant developments in terms of tax. Well, what can you tell us in addition to that from an employment perspective?
In addition to that, we have increased Social Security rates. Now, I think we may have written about and talked about NSSF in Kenya in the past in various settings for the ELA. The NSSF Act introduced new rates a short while ago, and those new rates were essentially stuck in the court because we had a ruling several years ago that the new rates were unconstitutional. Now, what happened was that decision was lifted. And so the new rates, we call them new, the new rates that should have been in place some years ago and were suspended, then became in play, and new rates of 12%, so 6% for the employer, 6% for the employee, were introduced. However, what has happened is we've been paying these new rates for a year, and a decision that was in the court was made a few weeks ago in February of this year by the Supreme Court, which has basically said the decision has to go back to the Court of Appeal as to when these new rates start. So we are now in an awkward position where we had increased rates being paid for about 12 months by employers and employees in this country. And all of a sudden, we are now back to the old, much lower rates that we had for many years before the rate change came in. So that's a bit of a problem because we don't know when the court will deliver its ruling on these new rates and when they will come into play. But there's been a bit of a reprieve, I guess, for both employers and employees because we're paying much lower rates as we were. Another very big change that has happened is a new levy that has been imposed. And this is called the Affordable Housing Levy. As in many countries, housing for the lower levels of society has been a problem. And this administration that came into power last year has made it a pillar of their manifesto that they will increase affordable housing for all. So a new law was introduced, and essentially it's not a very popular law because it obliges employers and employees to pay 1.5% each every month from their salaries for this affordable housing levy. What, however, happened is a reference was made to court, and the High Court last November declared it unconstitutional. And then in the Court of Appeal earlier this year in January, confirmed that the decision was unconstitutional. So when the Court of Appeal delivered its ruling in January, it basically said it might be unconstitutional, but the government can still collect it. The Revenue Authority can still collect it. So in January of this year, employers started to deduct this housing levy from employees' pay packets. What then happened is in February, because of the Court of Appeal decision, employers were actually advised to refund the January deduction because they said that it wasn't fair to collect something which hadn't actually been finally determined by the courts. So in February, employees got a refund of the deductions that had been made in January. It's problematic because that's what most employers are doing, but I know that government employees who we know have told us that their deductions that were made in January were not refunded. So we're in this limbo where deductions have been made. We now wait to see when those will kick in. So I guess in a nutshell, lots of changes, but not good news for employers or employees in terms of what they take home.
Well, Sonal, very big news coming out from Kenya. I believe that we already touched upon on the changes on the legal framework and the implications of all these deductions on the employer and the employee. So my question to you is, well, other than what we have already talked about, what were the biggest challenges faced by employers, especially in light of the tough economic times experienced not only in Kenya, but globally? So how do you see the environment in terms of challenges for the companies in your country?
So clearly, a lot of these additional taxes and levies that I've talked about mean that the cost to employers is higher, and the cost to employees in terms of the taxes and deductions that are made from their salaries means that they take home less. So it's been challenging for employers who are thinking of expanding, hiring people. Many, many decisions were put on hold. And that is coupled with the issue of many challenges that not just Kenya, but countries globally are facing currently. We have a depreciating local currency. We have inflation. We have increased fuel price because a subsidy that we did have previously was lifted, and now the fuel price has gone up by 16%. So the cost of living generally has risen, but the take home has been reduced. There's another change that is in the pipeline. We previously had a monthly deduction to a health insurance fund called NHIF. As from July this year, that deduction is going to be made to a new health insurance fund that is being established as we speak called SHIF. What this means for employees is that the proposed rate of contribution is 2.75%, which is much higher than what it used to be to the previous health fund. 2.75% without any cap. So that's going to be another huge dent. The other issue with that, and there's been a lot of controversy over this additional new deduction, is that there is no opting out. So when you ask about what are the implications, one of the industries that I think will be severely impacted by this is the medical insurance, the private medical insurance. Many employers choose to take out private medical insurance for their staff. So that line of business is likely to be impacted because you can't opt out of the new fund, the SHIF. So if you're paying 2.75% without any cap, then clearly it's going to be very, very expensive to, in addition to that, potentially procure private insurance as well. So I think those are the kind of impacts that we see.
Well, very big news. Well, Sonal, one more question to you. Well, we already talked about very relevant news in Kenya, but what should employers be paying attention to, in addition to that we already mentioned, this year? Meaning, could you please provide us some employment law update, changes anticipated that could have the biggest impact on HR, and notably some case law developments, what you can tell us about this?
Sure. There has been one really interesting case recently, which I will touch on, Nuno. And this is the first decision that I've come across of its kind relating to medical incapacity. So we have a case where an employee had been employed for 3 years. He fell sick, went to have some medical treatment, and it turned out that he had a tumor in his spine. So clearly a serious problem. And he sought medical treatment, so he was away for a while. And when he came back, his mobility was impaired. He asked his employer to make some accommodation so that he could move around more easily in the workplace. But what ultimately happened is the employer sent him sort of on leave, suspended him, and then ultimately terminated his contract for incompetence. Now, the details don't really matter for our purpose, but what is important is essentially what the court said should happen in an event of a medical illness like that. And essentially, the employee in this case appealed, and there was an award made to him for damages, for discrimination, and unlawful termination. But I think the principles of what came out of the decision are important for employers to be aware. One is that you must show support to your employee to recover and resume duty. And this, remember, this was a case that did not emanate from any fault of the employer. The tumor had nothing to do with the work that the employee was doing. Correct. So show support so that the employee can recover and resume duty. If it becomes a question of termination, then the employer must subject the employee to some specific medical examination to establish the ability to resume work in the foreseeable future. So the court is saying you don't have to wait indefinitely for an employee to recover. You need to get medical report to explain the situation, and then you give the employee some specific notice around the impending termination. So it's quite an interesting case on an issue that we do see in practice quite often, but we haven't had a decision on it. So that's probably the case law that I'd mentioned.
Well, Sonal, very big developments in Kenya. Many thanks for this session. Well, Sonal, this has been a very interesting discussion and especially helpful for employers in Kenya. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Nuno. My pleasure. Good to talk to you as always.
If you would like to connect with Sonal, please click on her bio in the description of this podcast. We also encourage you to reach out to any of our lawyers around the world by selecting Find a Lawyer on the ELA website at ela.law or download our app by searching Employment Law Alliance in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Additionally, check out training.ela.law to access our training portal, featuring online harassment prevention programs and much more. Information about all the programs available in the Year in Review series and other resources are available on the event landing page at ela.law. You've been listening to the Employment Law Year in Review Regional Roundtable, a series brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labor and employment lawyers from best law firms around the globe. I'm Nun Govaya. Thanks for listening.